Thank you for downloading this teaching from Freedom Apostolic Resources. It's part of a library that includes audio, video clips, and written resources available at freedomtrust.org.uk/AR. Now here's Mike Parsons.
You feel love. You are love. As he envelops you with his presence, as he cocoons you and shelters you under the cleft of his wing, he just draws you close, drawing you into a place of intimacy. And the river of life is just flowing out from the threshold of the door. Just reach down and just drink that living water. Just feel the refreshing, the energy, the life, as you just drink that water, that well that's within you, just sustaining you, filling you, just bubbling up in you with life and energy. Now we're just going to follow that river back through the door. And Jesus will just take us up in through the veil, into the garden, into Eden, where you can just stand in the river of life. Now just breathe in the atmosphere of heaven. Just sense the difference, the glory, the life that you're breathing in. Just open up your heart, your spirit, just to let that, the breath of heaven, just fill you. And as you breathe it in, you're just breathing in the life of God. Now you just want to maybe look in the river, you may want to get in the river, lie in the river, float, just dive into the river. This is not water, this is a liquid crystal river of God, the river of life. You may see things in the river, you may look and see there are scrolls or gemstones on the bottom. If you get drawn to any, just take them and put them in your heart. As you look over to the right, there's the waterfall in the distance, tumbling down from the mountain of God. Just think about that waterfall. And as you think about it, you're just going to stand under it. And let it just deep call out to deep. The sound of that waterfall. Let the energy of the life of coming out of the very life of God just flow into you. If on this journey you want to stay in any place, if you want to stay there, if you feel, you know, I want to rest here, I want to remain here, I just want to float in the river, I just want to stay under the waterfall, it's fine, you just stay there. You just let your spirit direct you and guide you where to go and what to experience in this. As we just stand under that river, just the deeper things of God's nature. Just let your spirit receive that frequency that's coming out of the water. Now we're just going to float up that waterfall. There's no resistance. The water just flows through us, but we float up to the top. And as we're standing on the top, along the side is a pathway. There's lots of things you can see and feel. Everything is living. Everything has fragrance and emotion and sound and light and color. Now we're just going to walk along that pathway. So we follow the course of the river And up ahead, there's a bridge. And standing on this side of the bridge is Jesus. And as you walk up to him, just look into his eyes and just see his love and the care he has for you. And if you're carrying any burdens, anything that's a responsibility that's weighing you down, this is where you can cast all your burdens onto the Lord, for he cares for you. And as you do it, just feel the load lift, the burden lift from your shoulders. Just feel how light it is. Just see the pleasure of his heart towards you, because he so desires to just carry your burden, because his yoke is easy and his burden's light. You might want to spend a little bit of time just sharing with him, sharing your heart with him. Just offload those things that you have no answer to, those things that you may be struggling to resolve or understand right now. Just share them with him. And just feel that lightness. And now you can just walk across the bridge and walk into the garden of God, the garden of the Father, the place where you can just be, where you can just float in the atmosphere, where you can just be one. And just walk in there and just engage with the Father. Just rest. Total peace and rest. Now over in the corner of the garden, there's a waterfall coming down. And at the bottom of that waterfall, there's this wonderful pool, deep blue. If you feel drawn to it, just walk over to that pool and just dive in. And as you just sink down to the bottom, there is a chest open with golden coins, or whatever it looks like to you. But just take one of those coins or two of those coins and just eat them. Each coin represents one of the vast sum of the thoughts of God about you. And the very need that you have to hear God's thoughts and how he feels about you, how he views you, just let your spirit receive that revelation. Just let the revelation go deep into you, become part of you. Become foundational to who you are as you see yourself from that perspective. Now you can just float back up to the surface and just float and rest in that revelation, that truth. You may want to just stay floating there. For those who want to move on, just float up the waterfall. And as you float up, just feel how light you feel. And as you're at the top and you look ahead along the river, there's the tree of life with all sorts of fruit floating often on the surface can be scrolls of the leaves, which are for the healing of the nations and for other things. If you get drawn to a scroll, just feel free to take that scroll and put it within. As you approach the Tree of Life, just take one of the fruits that you're drawn to and just eat. As you bite into it, just let the explosion of the revelation of the meaning of that fruit just touch every atom, every fiber of your being, as it imparts truth to you. If you want to just stay there and take more of that fruit, it's great. You can just walk through the Tree of Life. The river flows right through it. Just walk through it. And on the other side, just look ahead and see the throne of grace, with the Father sat on the throne. Just walk up to him. He reaches down, he picks you up, he puts you on his lap. He rests your head on his breast. And you begin to feel his heartbeat, just the symphony of the rhythm that's beating within. Now, all those things that you cast off to Jesus, just feel the revelation of the Father, the grace and the mercy that you need for all your needs. Just feel the pleasure of his heart. Feel how much he loves you being there, drawing from him, intimate with him. Just precious moments in his presence. Just feel that impartation of grace and mercy fill you. Just rest. Now, if you want to just stay there resting, that's wonderful. But beside the throne, there's the spirit of the fear of the Lord. And if you want to engage your scroll and engage the judgment seat, then just take the scroll from the spirit of the fear of the Lord and just follow him. You come to a place that looks like the mouth of a lion. In front of there, there's a lamb, as if it had been slain before the foundation of the world. And you can just place your hands on that lamb and just feel total forgiveness, total justification, totally righteous. As you walk into the mouth of the lion, carrying your scroll sealed back and front, as you walk through the darkness, as you come before the light, the fire, the pillar of fire with the eyes of fire looking at you, Worthy, worthy is the lamb that was slain. Worthy is the lion of the tribe of Judah to unlock the scroll, the seals. Now, if you're willing, just allow him to break the seals on your scroll and to unveil the scroll before you. There are wood, hay, and stubble. There's gold, silver, and precious stones. Allow the gold, silver, and precious stone moments, the memories just float past you, those times when you've just served the purposes of God with the right heart and desire to bring glory to him. Just see that they are refined by the fire from his eyes, precious, beautiful memories and moments in your life. As you unveil the scroll, just let him reveal everything that you've done in your own strength out of the wrong motive, that's wood, hay, and stubble on your scroll. Just acknowledge that before him. No guilt, no shame, no condemnation, just love. His love for you to give you a fresh start, a new beginning. And just let the fire of God come from his eyes and consume your scroll, purifying, refining. Now you can turn the scroll, and on the reverse of the scroll, there's the memory of every missed opportunity, everything that you've missed in serving the purposes of God. Maybe because you weren't aware, maybe because you were disobedient. But again, just feel the sense, the regret of the missed opportunities in your life as they flash before you. And just feel his love for you as the fire from his eyes consumes the wood, hay, and stubble. But just let those bright spots, those opportunities you took, those moments of obedience when you stepped out in faith, just see them as gold, silver, precious stones, shining, purified, refined. And sense the pleasure of his heart for you. So you stand before God as a consuming fire. You are not consumed. Just feel the purification and the refining of your heart. Now you can just roll your scroll and just back out. Now as you walk off to the left, there's the waterfall which goes back into the garden of God. Just flow down that waterfall and just rest. Rest in his arms. Rest in his presence. Rest, just feeling the purification and the refining of your life. The fresh opportunities. Just feel one with him, join to him, at one with him, and just let him just spend time there, just resting in his presence. Just begin to just prepare your heart with the revelation that you've received the emotions and the feelings and the joy and the peace that you bring with you out of your relationship with Him, to walk in that. So just now step back into this realm and just feel the peace that's with you, the blessing that's with you, the empowerment that's with you. In Jesus' name, thank you. Okay. Now,
thank you so much.
Just allow that, you know, what I encourage you to do on those things, sometimes you just get stuck in a place where you don't want to go any further, just that's fine. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, well, I didn't really see anything. Just let your emotions engage. Mm-hmm. The feelings of peace and rest, that's fine. You know, but just keep treading the same path. You know, go back through that door. Just open your first love gate every day. Sense His presence and just enjoy this relationship that you're developing. You know, this is the source of your life. The tree of life, river of life, throne of grace. We're encouraged to come boldly. So this is a place you can come anytime you need to come. And the more you go that path, the easier it is just to go, I don't have to follow that journey. I can go to the throne of grace. I can go to the tree of life. I can go anywhere because it's part of me now. You know, the more you practice, the more it becomes part of you, it becomes your journey. I don't go into great detail when I'm describing things because actually you need to engage how you engage. Mm-hmm. Because what God will show you will be different from what He shows me, because it's all designed for us to engage with Him in a way which relates to us. You know, so you may see different color fruits, you may see different things, but it's for you to discover in your intimacy with God. Amen?
Amen. If you've been blessed by this teaching from Mike Parsons, come and visit our website, freedomtrust.org.uk/A/R, where you'll find a whole range of resources. God has given us a mandate to raise up a Joshua generation, who will enter into the promises of God and encourage others to do the same. Are you part of that Joshua generation? Is God calling you to partner with us? We'd like to invite you to connect with us on social media. You'll find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+, and on our Sons of Issachar blog. Freedom Apostolic Resource Center. We're here to help you and others find and fulfill your destiny.